So history helps answer our question. Is it conceivable that somebody someday might try to use your digital records against you? Today, a television ad helps answer that question too.
How did our marriage ever come to this?
The decision to get a divorce isn't easy.
Lee Rosen, I hear that divorce lawyers like you are crazy about the internet and about the rest of our digital world.
Well, it's like literally the floodgates of data have opened up to us.
Visit Rosen.com to learn more.
Lee Rosen's law firm is based in Raleigh, North Carolina. He says you might not realize it, but North Carolina and some other states consider private lawyers to be officers of the court. So his staff can issue subpoenas a lot like prosecutors can, so they can dig up evidence on people like cheating spouses. Just the other day, Rosen asked his assistant to fill out a new subpoena in a child custody case.
So we're going to ask for all the cellular billing and usage statements, right?
Okay.
He says they send out dozens of subpoenas every month.
Read it to me.
Please send any available geolocation, tower, or GPS data from 1111 to present.
Perfect. Go ahead and print that one for me, and I'll sign it, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Rosen's staff subpoenas people's bank records and travel records and credit card statements.
I sort of think of your credit card as the table of contents of your life.
And he says text messages are like the whole book. Hardly anything proves adultery so easily.
Everything is right there in the text messages. Everything from what time we're going to meet and where we're going to meet to how much we love one another to what we're going to do or what we did do in a hotel room or in somebody's apartment or the back seat of a car.